Oh,
I think it's
sounds
pure.
Like I have no responsibility for what I do. I care.
We, because the other, whether they understand or not, depends on their accumulation. And the first condition, like hearing or associating the Dharma, it's hearing or associating wisely. Even some who met the Buddha, actually there was no hearing wisely, because not the accumulation, so it's not the Buddha's fault, he just did his best. But we cannot make other people understand.
But again, I like to comment that you need to adjust what you give to people.
You just do your best at the time.
But
according
still paying
to your understanding.
And also according to your understanding of what the other people
yes.
can intake
yes.
at the moment.
And sometimes they will appreciate it and sometimes not. But the point is, you do your best at that time, but no expectations. No,
I didn't mean expectations. I meant do you give the same answer to everybody or the same book to everybody? Or you first ask the question and see whether the person is capable of understanding or at what level the person
it's
is.
It's like on the first day when you are here and when I put you in the hot seat, the reason was because Ajahn would like to know a little bit about
mm-hmm.
your background, whether you were familiar with the Pali terms, what is your idea about practice, because then when she can hear a little more about your background and your interest and your knowledge of terms, then she will have more idea of what kind of language to use. So of course one helps the best as one can according to the individual accumulations. So like when Adam arrived, we asked him, oh, has he been listening to the Dharma? So we have some idea what is appropriate. But whatever the background, we know that only talking about dharmas or helping someone to understand dharmas as anatta is actually the only thing that will really. This is the Buddha's teachings. And what about misery now, Adam?
No, it's not misery, just a whole life. I mean, this all life is a misery, and Dhamma.
What
is
do you mean when you say all life is a misery?
From the beginning to death, and Dhamma show us the way how to deal with this, to be happy, and you know.
So from the beginning to the end, so the first cheetah of life, birth, consciousness, is it misery?
Where consciousness is, there is misery, I think.
Because?
I don't know. Because? No.
Like now, this moment of seeing, is it misery?
No, it's just seeing.
And what about happy feeling now, is it misery?
No, not all the time, but.
But it's misery because it's conditioned. Each thing that is yeah. has conditions, yeah. like. Because everything is conditioned, and it's misery. It's. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Nibbana is not. Because it is not conditioned, so.
So Buddha showed as the way how to, you know, deal with this.
So is the aim of the Buddha's teachings
yeah.
to try to avoid what we usually, what you are referring to as misery, as being unpleasant feeling, or is the aim of the Buddha's teachings to just understand whatever is conditioned now?
I don't know how to respond to this.
Is the aim, do you see the aim of the Buddha's teachings
yes,
to
yes.
have more happiness in life and avoid more miserable feelings in life, or is the aim of the Buddha's teachings to understand life
understand.
Better?
Understand.
Okay.
You see life just it is, mm-hmm. not as like we want to see.
So if we use the word dukkha instead of misery, dukkha, unsatisfactoriness, so is seeing dukkha now?
It is? I don't know.
Because seeing now arises and falls away instantly, so it's not worth clinging to, not worth being attached to. So in that sense, it is misery too.
It will go.
Unsatisfactory because it goes instantly. Yeah. And what about
and again.
What about the pleasant feeling now? Is that dukkha? Is that misery too?
No, because it will, you know, go.
It will arise and fall away.
Yeah.
So it's also unsatisfactory because it's impermanent as well.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is why Dukkha said all conditioned dharmas actually are dukkha, or what you would call misery.
Why this? Are you responsible for seeing?
Am I responsible for seeing?
Me or
I would say it's the I sense that we might consider if it's responsible for seeing or not. I don't see any responsibility in seeing now.
We can't stop seeing, I think.
Well, you just close your eyes.
But you see, it's just you don't see a word, but you see
your eyelids.
Yeah.
Are you responsible for that too?
For what?
Seeing the eyelid.
I see no responsibility now.
Is there any difference between Dhamma, Paramada Dhamma and Abhidhamma? Because you think whether we would talk Abhidhamma to anyone from the very beginning or not.
Yes, I.
So is there any difference between Dhamma, Paramada Dhamma and Abhidhamma?
I guess the right answer is no. I have no, not enough knowledge to say if it's yes or no, but I know. I just sent the answer.
But this is not question and answer.
I'm a beginner too. So what's the difference between
I think that
Dhamma?
When one comes across any word, one should study and understand that word, not just let it pass. For example, Dhamma, what is it?
There's lots of definitions.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, one by one, please.
No, but Dhamma is
got here.
See? One has to look it up.
Yeah.
It does mean that there is the understanding of Dhamma. Because you have to look it up.
No, but what I wanted to show is there are different definitions.
By psychology, not...
If you ask me for a word that has so many meanings, like truth,
but
reality, law, that what which really exists,
all
or
right,
Buddha's
that
teachings.
Is in the book. So, which one shall we talk about, one by one?
Let's talk about what you think Dhamma is,
rather than the definition. Yeah. Mm-hmm. As I have read all those explanations, what do you think about Dhamma? What is Dhamma?
I mean, we are talking about, do you mean, again, the truth or the Buddha's teaching? Because I think these are, it's the same word, but two entirely different definitions.
Why is there this word, Dhamma?
I really don't understand the question.
Queen Anne?
Dhamma. realities. The question. why do we use? Well, let's see.
Dhamma.
Dhamma. What to what does Dhamma refer from? You know, from what?
What does
why
it mean,
this word? Yeah. Yes. What does it mean? Why this word?
So again,
I mean, it could be. It's the essence of the Buddha's teaching, and we could call it a flag, or we could call it anything, but we call it Dhamma. And what's it referring to?
Well, so there's the Dhamma, and there are Dhammas.
That's right.
So, Wojtek might like to ask which you're referring to. Is it capital D or lowercase?
Just Dhamma.
I'm going to go for lowercase.
Never mind capital.
I don't want to get formal here. What do you think of when you think of Dhamma?
As the reality. So this is then everything. Like, it's hard to define everything, isn't it?
What about what we've been talking about for the last 2 or 3 days? Like, we've been talking a lot about seeing. We've been talking a lot about vitaka. We've been talking a lot about physical objects. Yeah. Is this Dhamma?
All that. I mean, it's both Nama and Rupa.
Yeah.
Sorry?
It's both Nama and Rupa.
Rupa, yes.
Well, everything is a pretty, you know, is a reasonable response. The Buddha referred to the all.
Dhamma is Dhamma, right?
Before any word, what we are not talking about Dhamma. We didn't go further. But why do we use this word, Dhamma?
So, Dhamma is Nama and Rupas.
No, I don't need Nama and Rupa.
Never mind,
would like to know
Nama
why do you...
is
I don't talk about Nama. I don't talk about that.
Or
I talk about Dhamma,
being.
Just Dhamma. Why do we have this word? What for?
I don't know. It's very confusing.
To help us understand.
Because if you have the same word for all, and for Buddha's teaching, so
we
have this capital D and a small D. It just keeps confusing.
We have words like water, cup, table, things, and why do we have that word Dhamma or use that word Dhamma, not cup, table, and things?
It represents the realities of our life.
It means reality.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
simple.
The realities.
And not the concepts.
Not the concepts.
And absolute reality.
Okay.
Not the conventional reality, like table and chair, that's a conventional reality. This is, Dhamma is the absolute reality.
So the easier question would be, what is not Dhamma?
Not Dhamma is everything. What is not Dhamma?
Right.
Yeah, but if I may something to tell something to Wojtek, because it's like Dhamma and non-Dhamma. What is this word Dhamma? It's like truth, reality, that which really exists, and law and everything. But I would like to ask you, for example, like, what happens after death? I mean, what do you think, and what you think when you were younger or now? What happens when you die? What happens to a person when you die? Just by yourself, not what do you think?
Not by dictionaries and...
No, what do you think, what happens when you die?
Are you dying now?
Some things will change as they go over time. And I haven't read enough, I guess, but my understanding is that one of the cheetahs no longer exist as my identity as I understand it now, the one that continues or the remembering will no longer be there, sanya. So this is more or less my understanding of death.
Yeah, but so you don't believe that you go to heaven and there is God? You believe in God or?
Not in the one from Bible, or not, at least not in the way that Catholics do, no.
Yeah, but so I think that's why the Buddha teach Dhamma, to help us understand, because you cannot say what happens after death, it's my opinion. You cannot say what happens after death, but the Buddha teach Dhamma, and he means truth, reality, whatever, but or law or doctrine or whatever, but that's the point he teach Dhamma, and that's now we're sitting here to know the characteristic and what really Dhamma is, but non-self and everything, so then you can tell more, because it's you want to believe in things or no, because you want to check, we need to check things if they are true.
You've asked 10 questions.
So that's his method of asking.
It's not me.
Death. Only Buddha knows.
I just want to understand more about Dhamma, because it's quite new for those who haven't heard it before, right? What is Dhamma? See?
So whether it's now or whether it's the moment of dying or the next life or last life, it's still just Dhamma. At this moment, Dhamma. At last moment, Dhamma. Okay. Next moment, Dhamma.
So what is it?
So go back to what the answer was last time.
Well, this is the absolute reality.
Yes.
What are absolute realities right now? I just would like to know about the absolute realities.
So what is absolute reality now?
Well, again, everything that is not a concept.
Right.
So what do you mean by that?
What is everything?
And concept? It's like what is concept and what is reality.
Mm. So give some examples of everything.
Please.
So concept is everything created by a human, yeah? And it's not...
Do you mean that dog doesn't have concept?
Excuse me?
You said everything created by humans. What about a dog? A dog?
Definitions and this other stuff.
Definitions?
I don't mean a real world like walls,
you mean,
trees.
You mean everything that is thought about?
Yeah.
Is it only definition, or it's real?
Yeah, it's definition by a human, yeah?
A human again.
Yeah. It's wrong, yeah? It's not a Dhamma.
So what is Dhamma?
It's a reality.
Okay.
Yeah.
Please give examples.
Example? I don't know.
So it's only the definition, not the understanding.
Yeah. Right now for me, yeah. Because I don't understand it.
If I give example of...
For basic rupas, no, for
Maharupas.
These are
what is Maharupa? I don't know anything.
Mahabuddha.
She is pretending she's your Buddha student.
I know. So. I have a question. What is a Dhamma now? What is an example?
This is Dhamma for beginners, yes.
No.
So that's where Dhamma before human was on earth?
Human again.
Hmm?
Human again. That one has to do with human.
I mean, human beings, but there are other beings.
Yeah, beings.
So
the, yeah.
Animals also think.
No,
so
I don't.
Human being.
Yeah,
beings,
yeah.
But it's actually just being.
You don't have to use
yeah,
being
yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
In general.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Please don't think that the rest of us all have the right answer on the tip of our tongues.
So what is reality now?
Well, no, you gave me the answer. Why I went here was just to list all the possible answers.
Only words.
There is really a lot of questions. I think you...
Okay, so what how Sarah wanted to help me is to remind me of the discussion of seeing visible objects and this is Dhamma. This is happening right now.
Why is it Dhamma?
Why?
Why?
I guess we call it Dhamma.
No. You don't need to call it anything, but it sees.
Well, if you ask why, I think there it's a question of purpose, so somebody has
why
to have intention
do you
to
call it Dhamma, not other word.
Why is it called, why is this Dhamma and not the concepts that Adam was talking about? What is the difference between seeing and the concept?
What is the difference of seeing and the concept?
What is the difference?
What is the difference? It's like, what's what they have in common? Almost nothing.
So is this
difference
one
difference between
reality
all
of
and
truth?
Concepts? What is the essence of Dhamma that does is not shared by concepts? What is
Dhammas,
another way
Dhammas,
what is common to all Dhammas?
Dhammas are rising and falling away, while concepts stay as they are. At least we think they stay as they are.
Mm. Can Dhammas be known? Understood?
Understood.
Can they be known?
Not directly. Not... I mean, if you ask me if I can know Dhammas, no, I cannot.
What could know Dhammas?
By experiencing it, yeah? We can learn Dhamma.
But I really don't know what Dhamma is yet.
Oh, okay. So, if we don't know what
when you
Dhamma
talk about
is,
Dhamma, I have no idea.
Can learn Dhamma if we don't know what is this.
Yeah, so we must hear and consider, hear first and listen about Dhamma to understand, because now we don't know what is this, so we cannot say about this anything. So we listen about that, and that's how the Buddha teach. We listen, consider. And that's how it comes to right understanding of realities by Dhamma. So it's not yet known, so we must hear about that. So it's not like Wojtek says that while we have a dictionary and we say like so many words, and it's not like you would like to go to someone and tell him like meditate or something. But then in that moment, this is not the Buddha teaching, because this is the Buddha teaching by words. So you think that someone can get enlightened or whatever without hearing the Dhamma? Because that only Buddha can understand without hearing Dhamma. So first, we must hear the Dhamma And then we can understand little by little. I think this is the point.
The point is also that we cannot help someone else to understand what Dharma is if we don't know what Dharma is ourselves. So that's why Ajahn is saying, what is Dharma? So we've said absolute reality, we've said it's not concepts. So what is, why does the Buddha talk about Dharma, Dharmas?
And who's Buddha?
Buddha was some kind of man who lived over 200 years ago.
2500.
Oh, you mean Buddha or...
Yeah.
Oh, was Buddha by this one person or Buddhas?
That's a fair enough.
Tell about the Buddhas now, when they live.
Just the Buddha.
Oh.
Yeah. Singular.
Lucas has tried to make the question more.
What the question actually? Because he started with the who was the Buddha, and he answered, "See, that was a guy who lived 2,500 years ago." But isn't it like the beginning also? Like if some, because a lot of people doesn't know even who was the Buddha.
And why do we talk about him?
Because that was the question. No, I don't know history of him. He just became a... You know, he achieved Nirvana.
What is Nirvana again?
Dhamma.
See?
Yeah.
No understanding.
A perfect knowing of reality. He sees things like they appear in real, not...
What are the things?
All the things.
Like now, what?
Yeah. This moment, right now.
This moment of what?
This moment of existence.
Ajahn is asking, what is the reality of this moment?
So it's smelling, hearing, yeah? Seeing. It is?
What did he talk about seeing?
Hmm?
What did Buddha talk about seeing? Or?
Seeing is seeing. Smelling, he's smelling.
It's no one at all. Or is this someone?
I just thought.
Is seeing real?
Yes.
Is it you who sees?
Hmm?
Is it you or anyone? Or it is seeing?
Am
itself?
I real or
no, seeing. I'm talking about seeing.
No, seeing is not me or yeah, it's just a perception. One of.
Does it arise?
Yeah, and it falls away.